Early voting in Orange County will begin on Thursday, October 19th at the Orange Works building on Mayo Street in Hillsboro. The site, which serves as the de facto Board of Elections location for early voting, will operate on its own for a week before other early voting sites open to residents. Carrboro Town Hall, the Seymour Senior Center, and the Chapel of the Cross Church will each be early voting stations starting on October 26th. After the success of the Chapel Hill Public Library as an early voting location in last year's elections, it will also be joining the Chapel Hill and Carrboro group of locations again for this municipal election. Orange County Director of Elections Rachel Raper told 97.9 The Hill that the site was so popular it seemed like an easy decision to include it for this year, too.
The library was one of the many bright spots of November in 2022. We had just an excellent turnout over there. The staff was so wonderful over there, and voters just really enjoyed their voting experiences at the library.
The reasoning behind having four voting locations open up later in the early voting period is due to turnout trends. Raper said Orange County typically sees less participation in local election cycles. Because of an additional early voting site joining the lineup this year, the Board of Elections chose to make a push toward the end of the period instead of across the three-week stretch.
We really looked at the data for early voting, and the board decided that they would rather have more locations later in the cycle where more people take advantage of early voting than have five sites the whole time when sometimes we see 30 or 40 people per day at these locations. So we really wanted to target our resources and have an additional site for this election cycle.
While the library addition is a change to this local election cycle from previous ones, all North Carolina voters will experience another change this year compared to last. The state government is implementing its voter identification requirement since the North Carolina Supreme Court reversed its previous ruling that the measure was discriminatory and unconstitutional in March. That means people are required to present or prove some form of photo ID when they cast their ballots, even if voting by mail or voting early. Some options include North Carolina driver's licenses, passports, and even UNC student, faculty, or staff ID cards. There's also an easy option being offered through every county board of elections in North Carolina, according to Raper.
Any voter who would like to have a photo ID for voting purposes only can stop by our office, and there's no appointment needed. They just stop by, fill out a form, and then we'll take their photo, and they'll leave with a voter photo ID card. And again, that's for voting purposes only.
The county governments will continue to produce these ID cards for any interested community members through November 4th, which is the final day of early voting. And if someone fails to bring a valid photo ID to the polls when it is time to vote, Raper said the Orange County staff will be prepared to make it so the person can still do everything possible to participate in the elections.
Our staff at early voting sites and on election day will be well trained to help guide our voters through that process, so that no one is turned away when they present to vote.
You can find a full schedule for early voting, including hours and addresses for each location, by visiting chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.